Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to the two-year anniversary broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at Fine Arts for Children and Teens, the well-regarded youth education organization located at 1516 Pacheco Street, right off of, well, either St. Michael's Drive or St. Francis Drive. You can make it here very quickly from either one of those routes. And it's obviously a short drive from downtown Santa Fe. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour this organization's art barn, learn about all the programs they offer for children and teens, and enjoy some refreshments and music. We're going to be singing in a minute, I think. You can also join us in celebrating the 2 years that All Things Real Estate has been offering what we hope has been useful commentary for every buyer, seller, and homeowner who has tuned into the show each Sunday at noon. So come on over to Fine Arts for Children and Teens, located at 1516 Pacheco Street, right off of St. Michael's Drive. And don't worry about parking, because Tom Matthews Office Supply plus Pacheco Park, which is right adjacent to this location, are providing us with free parking, so there's plenty of spaces for you. Co-hosting the show with me today is Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, who is also donating this occasion to highlight the good works of Fine Arts for Children and Teens. As always, great to have you as a host on the show with me.
Thank you very much, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
It's
2 years as of today, and we're hoping that that's, well, maybe we're, people still say I'm an infant sometimes, so I guess maybe that's accurate. But anyway, we're delighted, and Kathy, we're so happy that you are a supporter of All Things Real Estate. And in a few minutes, Kathy and I will discuss not only what makes Fine Arts for Children and Teens such an important educational nonprofit here in the northern New Mexico area, but Kathy will also share with her colleague Steve Bone some very interesting real estate financial planning suggestions for all of you. I also want to invite you to go to our website and see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And one of these companies, Fast Signs of Santa Fe, which is just right down here, a hop, skip, and a jump from where we're sitting, is ready, willing, and able, as we say in real estate, to provide you with solutions to all your graphic design and signage needs. So call my friend Joe Martinez and his team of professionals at Fast Signs of Santa Fe at 505-474-3551. That's 505-474-3551. I also would like to take a moment to thank all of you for supporting All Things Real Estate as we celebrate today this two-year anniversary of the weekly radio show and our companion monthly newsletter. Quite simply, we would never have achieved this milestone without the support of all of our loyal listeners and newsletter readers. For this, we are eternally grateful. We have a number of major enhancements to the show and the newsletter that we're going to be launching in the coming months, so with that in mind, we ask you to stay tuned. And we are intending to make our information not only more useful, but more accessible. We also want to sincerely thank all the Santa Feans who have sent a message to the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce nominating All Things Real Estate for a 2011 Business Excellence Award. We're very honored to be among the group of local businesses who have also been nominated for this prestigious award.
Yay!
Thank you, Kathy. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Sarah's not here, Braden, my very, very able technician, here at Fine Arts for Children and Teens, again located at 1516 Pacheco Street. I want to note that Andrew Hoffman is off today, so rather than receiving his regular State of the Market commentary, I want to reintroduce Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, as well as Julia Bergen, the Executive Director of Fine Arts for Children and Teens. You know, Julia, thank you so much for hosting our celebration of All Things Real Estate, and what a pleasure it is to be at such a fine institution.
Well, thank you, Ray, so very, very much, and we're deeply grateful to you. Happy birthday to All Things Real Estate, and very grateful to Kathy Roberts and Santa Fe Trust for sponsoring today's really festive occasion. How perfect that it's your birthday, and
we
are making art and enjoying ice cream and really wonderful refreshments. So we encourage everyone to come on down and join us, learn a little bit more about Fine Arts for Children and Teens. And again, thank you, Ray, for inviting, you know, supporting FACT and being with us today.
Well, it's our pleasure. And when Kathy Roberts, again, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and Santa Fe Trust is a very strong supporter of all things real estate, when she said, Ray, I want to do a remote broadcast, but I want to do it in collaboration with this fine institution, I said, you know what, why don't we fold that into our two-year anniversary? I can't think, frankly, of a better way of celebrating my birthday with all things real estate than with up-and-budding buyers and homeowners
right.
of real estate who also happen to be artists. So anyway, it's a pleasure to be here, Julia. Thank you for having us. I guess maybe I want to go back and forth with the two of you. We've got about 6 minutes or so here before we have to take a break. Julia, why don't you frame, everybody knows about Fine Arts for Children and Teens, of course, but why don't you frame for the listeners, those one or two who don't know about it, what the organization's all about, what you do for the youth here in northern New Mexico, and frankly, why this is an important institution to this community.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you, Ray. We hope that lots of people know about Fine Arts for Children and Teens. We are a 21-year-old visual arts education nonprofit based in Santa Fe. We serve over 4,000 children and youth across northern New Mexico, predominantly in Rio Arriba and Santa Fe counties. We work with children as young as 4 years old, all the way up to 21. We work in public schools. We provide a very rigorous arts integration program during the school day. We provide after-school programs in different school sites. We have other after-school programming here at the Art Barn, which we call our community studio. And classes here are open to any kids across Santa Fe and beyond. And we work in partnership with quite a few youth agencies. We have programs at the Youth Development or Youth Detention Center. We work with a program called Adelante, which is managed by the Santa Fe Public Schools, and it serves homeless families and provides life skill programming for them. And we provide art for children as young as 2 sometimes, up to 13 and 14. So we serve a very diverse population of children and youth in Santa Fe, and to a large extent, children and families who don't have easy access to arts learning, either for financial reasons or because their schools don't provide visual arts learning. And so we deliberately seek out those entities and those school communities where there is little or no art, so that we can support those children's creative learning and really encourage building the relationship between creative learning and academic learning, which we believe leads to overall academic and life success.
Excellent summary of the mission of Fine Arts for Children and Teens. And I want to invite everyone again. You can hear that there's a lot of stuff going on out here already. Julie and her colleagues are literally teaching art to children today. They're offering some fabulous refreshments, ice cream. We invite all of the people that are listening to the show to come on down here to 1516 Pacheco Street. Bring the kids today. It's a lot of fun. They're going to be here for several hours doing this. I want to shift gears and actually toss this back to my good friend Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, who very generously, as you acknowledge, Julia, is donating this airtime today for us to illustrate what Fine Arts for Children and Teens does. Kathy, your affiliation with this organization is what, and why are you doing this?
You know, we were introduced to Fine Arts with a financial advisor here in town who also thought this is one of the most fabulous organizations for children there is in northern New Mexico. And when we came over and did the tour and came over and did a night of art as adults, you know, I'm going to frame it in my office.
Sure.
What we see is an organization that provides so much to northern New Mexico that we couldn't help but become a corporate sponsor.
Sure.
And so I know Julia has a huge list of corporate sponsors. We've only been in for 2 years, but we feel that the work they do is so fine for the community that we're in. We've been in Santa Fe since 1997, and Santa Fe's been good to us. here's an organization that is giving back to the community, and we want to be part of that.
Right. Well, and your son Malachi is quite an artist, too. I've seen him when Kathy's been to the studio, Julia, doing some of our shows. Malachi's come, and he's brought his little pad book, and while he's in the green room, he's painting away on Transformer things. So he's obviously an example of what art can do to bring out the best things of any kind of kid. Julia, we've got about another couple of minutes here before we have to take a break. We're going to come back later on the show and let you and one of your colleagues frame a lot of the programs and really drill down. But if I could ask, what's for you personally one of the most rewarding things that this organization has brought to you and your affiliation with it over the years?
Oh, great question, Ray. I've been the director now for 11 years. I discovered art when I was a young person, and it really did save my life in many respects and set me on a really positive path. I always knew I could come back to my own creative work as a place of healing and discovery and excitement and pleasure and learning. And that is, at its heart, what FACT is really all about. And for me to see young children grow up through our programs and in the course of that, coming to classes here or in our school programs, really discovering their own creative capacity, their ability to vision for themselves what's possible through their art making is so gratifying, so exhilarating. Children are so bright. They have so much to share and offer us as adults. We have so much to learn from them, and I think that all of us affiliated with FACT and somebody like Kathy Roberts, I think, really recognizes, as do you, Ray, and appreciate, you know, our children need to be nurtured. We need to cultivate their creative capacity. We need to support them as they're trying to figure out who they are and what they want to be when they grow up.
Great.
And this is a place where kids can really do that.
Well, as I said, when we come back from the break, we're going to drill down and find out more about what it is that Fine Arts for Children and Teens offers to this community and to the students who are actually here today. So Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Stay tuned and join us, please, here at 1516 Pacheco Street. Bring the kids down, have some fun, have some refreshments, do some art. Enjoy the facility that's here, so stay tuned.
Associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from Fine Arts for Children and Teens here at 1516 Pacheco Street. This is Santa Fe's well-regarded art education institution. And we're delighted to be celebrating our two-year anniversary of All Things Real Estate with all the kids that are here today. Come on down here and join us. Bring the family. You can have some food. You can have some classes for the kids. You can have a lot of fun. The weather is beautiful. We really encourage a lot of people to come here today, and a lot are already here. Before we get back into the program, I want to remind you that this weekend is the National Association of Realtors Nationwide Open House. And my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty are doing their part to help in the effort to educate folks about all the benefits of home ownership. If you go to the real estate classified section of today's Santa Fe New Mexican newspaper, you'll see 36 beautiful homes that Sotheby's International Realty brokers are holding open for you to tour today. These homes range in price, style, location in the Santa Fe region, and types of amenities offered. You can also tour all 36 open houses online by simply going to sotheby'shomes.com/Santa Fe. Again, that's sotheby'shomes.com/Santa Fe. So join us in commemorating Nationwide Open House Weekend by checking out all of the terrific home options offered by the brokers of Sotheby's International Realty. Proud to be part of that company, I can tell you. Anyway, I now want to reintroduce Julia Bergen, who is the Executive Director of Fine Arts for Children and Teens, along with her colleague here at FACT, as it is known, shorthand version, Indy McCaffey, who is the program manager for the organization. Ladies, I'd like to dive into a bit more deeply about the mission and programs offered by FACT, but I want to start the conversation out by asking each of you what brought you to Santa Fe, what makes working at Fine Arts for Children and Teens, well, for you, Indy, I asked this question before of Julia, but what makes it rewarding? So let's start with you, Indy. Why are you here in Santa Fe, and what brought you to this organization to begin with?
sure. Well, I actually came to Santa Fe because of another nonprofit organization in town called Wise Fool New Mexico, and their circus and theater arts organization. I came down to see a friend perform in their annual Circus Luminous show at the Lenzic downtown, and was really inspired by the way that they were using circus arts to bring social messages to youth and families. And that first show, they had people who were up on trapezes, like people who looked like everyday people, performing these amazing feats. And I thought that was really inspirational for the children in the audience to see that they, too, could do amazing things that maybe they didn't think were possible. So I moved from Seattle to Santa Fe to start working with Wise Fool and take classes. I began teaching on their circus arts program for youth. And
did you ever go up on the trapeze yourself?
Yes, I've been on a trapeze. It's not my favorite thing to do.
I see. Okay, but
yeah.
but you were teaching and you were affiliated with them for how long?
I'm still affiliated with them. I work with them in a part-time capacity as a performer and educator.
Okay, so how did Julia Bergen lure you over here to Fine Arts for Children and Teens?
I knew of a couple of people who worked at FACT, and they thought it was an amazing organization. A lot of people applied for jobs here. A lot of people were volunteers. And I also had worked in the public schools and saw flyers up about FACT and was really intrigued by a visual arts program that was working directly in the schools. And I applied for a program manager position when it became available and really enjoyed my interview, really enjoyed the people. And I just really appreciate the mission of, you know, helping you see that they, too, can be artists.
And what, as program manager, what are your daily duties revolving around?
Well, I schedule all of the programs that we have, so all the classes. I talk with parents about registering their students or their children for our summer programs at the Art Barn. I work with instructors around any problem solving about issues that are coming up in the classroom, like classroom management, or if there's anything that they need to understand better about a lesson. We also right now are working with instructors to redesign our second grade outreach curriculum, which we're primarily working with Española School District with that curriculum, and just working to make it, to improve the arts integration component of it. So.
That's a good summary of your duties. Now, you've touched on it a little bit before, but I asked this of Julia Bergen. What's the most rewarding thing for you personally about being associated with this institution, as well as with all the parents and the kids that, that come here and take art classes?
I think the most rewarding thing is when I go into the classroom to observe the art instructor, and I see how much the students get so engaged with making art and the way that they're learning things beyond just simple art skills. They're learning how to be creative. They're learning how to think through a problem. They're learning that there are no mistakes in art. And I usually sit right alongside them and make art with them. And it's an incredible experience just to be able to talk with a student about what they're doing and see the kind of joy that making art brings.
Well, that's a very passionate response to my question. And, Julia, that must be very rewarding for you to have someone who works in this organization feel as strongly about the mission as Indy does. Is that rewarding?
Oh, absolutely, Ray. And I would say that it's true of all of our teachers and other administrative staff, everyone here, and our board members. Everybody affiliated is deeply passionate, very committed and dedicated. We all love kids and really want to support their learning and their success both in school and in their lives.
Well, let's talk for a moment, and you actually offered a couple of suggestions to me about questions I could ask you, but I wanted to first of all, before we go to those, take a minute just to sort of frame for the listeners what the different programs are that you do offer here, just sort of A to Z, maybe not all 26 letters of the alphabet, but what are the main programs that that FACT offers?
Well, as I mentioned, we have school day, school-based programs at specific schools that obviously serve the students attending those schools. We also provide after-school programming at designated school sites. Our Art Barn Community Studio, which is where we are today, and again, we encourage families to come on down and have ice cream and make art with our two really wonderful art teachers, Tara and Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a lot of fun, and there are a lot of kids here right
already,
now.
Already, yeah,
so
there
come
are.
On down.
You can hear through the radio. Again, that's 1516 Pacheco Street, just to reinforce what Julie is saying. Go ahead.
Right, right. So the Artburn Community Studio is a place where children and youth can come from all over Santa Fe and surrounding area. Children as young as 5, all the way up to teens, can take classes here. And tomorrow, June 6th, we kick off our summer art camp program, and we have classes for kids ages 5 to 14. And I encourage people to give us a call. We're at 992-2787 to find out more about the classes. Or you can check our website, which is backtosantafe.org. But, you know, we have a lot of different programs as well in partnership with other entities in the community. So we, again, serve a very broad spectrum of Northern New Mexico youth.
And again, that phone number, again, is
992-2787.
2787. If anyone's interested, a parent can call and find out what the programs are and actually sign up their child to be part of this, or their teen. Exactly, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Even next Saturday is our first teen class, and it's called Ink, Tattoo Graphics and Arts, and it actually is featuring a local tattoo artist, Don Purnell, who has her own studio just around the corner on 2nd Street.
Wow.
So we're keeping it really local, but it's a way for teens to sort of see the art behind tattoos, and maybe for parents to encourage teens towards that style of art making on paper rather than on their body.
I see. So there is a goal in mind with this. I got you. Well, it could inspire some of them to go out and get a tattoo as well. But that, you know, whatever it is, it's art. It's all for the good of it. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. I want to thank Indy McCassie for being on the show today. She's the program manager here at FACT.
Okay.
Julia, I'll have you back at the end of the show. Let's take a break here. Gino Thompson, and I invite everyone to come on down to 1516 Pacheco Street. Join us for some food, fun, art. Bring the kids. And join us, and we'll be back in a minute.
National Crime Prevention Council and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from the Fine Arts for Children and Teens organization located at 1516 Pacheco Street. We invite you to come on over here. A lot of people here already, a lot of families, a lot of kids. They're learning some art. There are instructors that are teaching art. You can have some ice cream and other goodies that are here. We've got free parking at Pacheco Park and down at Tom Matthews Office Supply. So easy to get here, beautiful day. I can't imagine a better place to spend a Sunday afternoon. And you can also come in and celebrate the two-year anniversary of All Things Real Estate. Today is our two-year broadcast. We're glad to be here and still up and running. Before I go back into the show, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management, with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And I am now free to announce that Tom Simon is going to be hosting his second homeowner and condo association seminar on the 26th of this month. We're going to be doing it at the Quail Run community. It's a free event. It was something we did in January, highly successful, and we encourage anyone who belongs to a homeowner or a condo association to join us. There'll be lots of people there. There'll be food, and I think Tom Simon's actually going to spring for some free gifts, too. So join us on the 26th of June at Quail Run for the homeowner condo association gathering. I now want to reintroduce my friend Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, as well as her colleague Steve Bone, the executive vice president of Santa Fe Trust. And I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. Now, let's shift gears, Kathy and Steve, and actually get into some real estate-related financial planning issues that our listeners, as always, find useful and interesting coming from the two of you. Last time we were on the show together, Steve went into a very professorial, very, I loved it. It was very good. And I say that with as complimentary.
Steve.
No,
okay.
No,
I
gave him like 3 minutes to do, which was like an hour presentation, and he did it, and it was amazing. But like, we've got about, what do we have here? We've got about 10 minutes of time, so we can talk about anything under the sun. And I thought maybe, with your permission, Kathy, that we would maybe jump back into that conversation we had when we were at Stevens at Consignment Gallery and let Steve Bone sort of summarize again charitable trusts and their importance to the individuals that are out there. Again, these are also real estate-related devices that people can find value in. So, Steve, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. 2 weeks ago, we talked mostly about charitable remainder trusts and how you could use those as a 1031 exchange alternative to actually get out of managing a property you don't want to keep any longer and be able to transfer that or sell it without realizing any immediate capital gain.
And just to pause for a moment, 1031 exchange is a device that people can use, and again, it's like type of
property. It's like type exchange of property so that you can basically roll over your gain from one property to another and not have to pay taxes on it when you roll it over.
All right, everyone leaned towards the radio when they heard that, not have to pay their taxes.
And it works with commercial property. You know, it's not going to work for your home unless you turn that into a rental unit. But
gotcha.
With commercial property, you can do these 1031 exchanges, and a lot of folks do that. You know, they start out young, they start acquiring properties, and just like all of those of us that collect things, we like to get bigger and better properties, and this is a way to get bigger and better properties and trade things out without having to pay tax every time you do it. The problem is, though, you get to a certain point in your life when you don't want to have to manage all of that anymore.
Right. Uh-huh.
And, you know, you used to be 70 or 80, and that apartment building is just a little bit more than you want to handle, getting tenants for it and making sure everything's operating properly. And basically the last thing you want to do is make another exchange to another property. And everybody that's thinking about that, everybody's looking for a dream mobile home park, you know, or something like that where you can actually live there and tend to it fairly easily, and people will bring in their trailers and take care of themselves and
sure.
all of that sort of thing. But there are only so many of those opportunities out there.
Right.
And at some point, you know, when you get to the end of the road with that, and or you, let's just assume you have a property that you don't want to do an exchange for, you want to just get rid of it.
Right.
You know, you need cash for something.
Mm-hmm.
This is one way to do that. What's nice about the charitable remainder trust is that it will produce a revenue to you, an income stream back to you, typically for your life, that may or may not be too much different than the rent you're used to getting from the house.
Now, let me ask
or the
you,
property.
Let me ask you quickly. These are very useful devices. They're perhaps a bit esoteric to some people. But I think a lot of people are saying, gosh, that sounds complicated to do all that. Is it?
Well, not really. You know, it could be like a black box. If you buy the black box and let the professional take care of it for you,
right?
It's not without complication, but a 1031 exchange is kind of a complicated procedure also.
It is.
You know, attorneys can draft the trust documents. We can actually help them draft the trust documents if they're not familiar with the technique, because I've done over 4,200 of them in my career, so
mm-hmm.
that's pretty easy for me to help people understand professionals how what needs to go into the documents to make them work. Then we need the right kind of property. You know, for this technique to work, you can't have any debt on the property. It has to be debt-free.
I see.
So if you have multiple properties and you might have one that is free and clear, if you can transfer the security interest over to that property to free up the debt on the property that you'd like to be able to do this technique with, there are different ways to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are ways to work with charity to get that debt paid.
Okay.
You know, there's about four or five different techniques that you can use to get rid of the debt, which is just one complication. But beyond that, you know, you need basically a clean property. You don't want any title defects. You don't want any environmental problems. You know,
you don't want that with any property.
You don't want that with anything. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that no matter what you
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Well, let me interrupt for a second and just sort of bring this back. Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, your colleague, is doing an excellent job of summarizing this very important vehicle for our listeners to consider in their own financial planning activities. But let's swing back to where we are today, and that is at the Fine Arts for Children and Teens nonprofit, Santa Fe Trust is a very large supporter of this organization, along with a number of other companies in the community. Some of the things that you guys do as financial planners and as part of Santa Fe Trust, are they applicable to a nonprofit?
Oh, absolutely.
And how is that?
Absolutely. In fact, Steve has been working with FAC and with the board and with donors to help them understand ways that they can package up things like their real estate or other assets and provide a legacy, a long living legacy, to charitable organizations just like that.
Now, and let me interrupt on that. But, and the reason I ask, I sort of knew what the answer was. There was a yes to the answer. But in a community like Santa Fe, where we have probably proportionate to the population the largest number of nonprofits in the country, I'm imagining that the techniques that Santa Fe Trust offers for helping individuals, you've got a universe out there of clients just among the nonprofits, and I suspect a lot of them are not taking advantage of these vehicles, are they, Steve?
No, they're not. And, you know, a lot of people now think that, you know, with the Bush tax cuts, you know, being extended, it's just cheaper to go ahead and sell the property and not worry about doing a charitable alternative, you know, to avoid, you know, paying that taxes. That's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these vehicles can be very useful even if you don't have a $10 million estate.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything that's highly appreciated, they can be used to help people not pay as much income taxes. Even though a lot of people think about them as a tool for avoiding estate taxes, we've got trusts that can be both.
Now, there are a lot of nonprofits in this community. They're almost, and I don't mean this in a pejorative sense, but they're almost mom-and-pop operations, maybe one or two people in the nonprofit. There are some that are huge with scores of folks. The techniques you're talking about apply across the board, though.
They do. I mean, it's hard for a charity like that to understand how to go out and sell these ideas, if
sure.
you want to use the word sales. I mean, we can be a help there. Usually it takes a pretty big charity to have somebody dedicated on their staff to do nothing more than what we call planned giving, which are these upscale, more complex charitable gift planning techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the charities here, if they could come to an organization like Santa Fe Trust, we could help put together a team of folks that could actually help educate their prospective donors about this. We could help them if they can find people that they can align with their values and what they're trying to do.
Right.
And, you know, this might be a way that they could keep a certain amount of their wealth under their control until
right.
they pass, and then after that leave a major gift
mm-hmm.
that they wouldn't be able to make today. For example, the charitable remainder trust idea will not pass anything to the charity until the people that set it up die.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a lot of technicalities to this, and you're helping to demystify it. I'm seeing a seminar and a remote broadcast aimed at the nonprofit community in the making here, where you can share, Santa Fe Trust can share the expertise you have for a lot of people here that are busy, up to their eyeballs and beyond, dealing with what they do day-to-day in their business and their nonprofit
yeah.
and have no idea of what they can be doing from a tax-saving and a real estate-saving standpoint.
Well, I'll give you an example. I was meeting with the people from the opera development staff,
uh-huh.
Santa Fe Opera, and
yes.
they're telling me that people are moving to Santa Fe to actually attend the opera. And when they come out here to the opera and they like it so much, they're buying second homes.
Yes, indeed.
And now that they're starting to die and what have you, they're starting to leave those second homes to the opera.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty neat. The opera could end up in the real estate business with all these homes that they could sell to the other people that want to come out and go to the opera, just recycling them.
Well,
they need both of us.
Yeah,
and us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
As a real estate broker, it's music to my ears.
Yeah.
And, of course, I live up by the opera, so indeed I know about a number of the second home properties that are just up there alone. Guys, what would you like to talk about now? We've got about 3 minutes before we need to take a break. You want to talk about your special news with South Dakota?
Well, yeah, we also opened on May 2nd our second office with a new charter in South Dakota, which allows us to do a few other products. One of them is asset protection
uh-huh.
that we don't have to offer here in New Mexico, but we can do that by chatting with you here in the New Mexico office or in the South Dakota office, or anywhere you are in the nation, so we're happy to announce that. Also, there is no rule against perpetuities in the state of South Dakota.
And
we can do dynasty trust.
Yeah, so what? How that's, again, and we've talked about this before, but how that's relevant to the listeners, the asset protection vehicle is not available here in New Mexico, as you were just saying?
Or yourself. You can't set up an asset protection trust for yourself in New Mexico.
I see.
You can't set it up for someone else.
Right.
But...
And there's someone calling Steve right now. They're basically responding to what they're hearing on the radio show. And that's all right. And the other thing is, I always like business when it comes over during the radio show. Business during the radio show is fine, Steve. And the other issue that Kathy just alluded to is that the perpetuity issue in South Dakota, there is a limit on the number of years here in New Mexico, but not in South Dakota.
No limit in South Dakota. So if your state is very large, you know, we can handle that year over year over year, over generation,
right,
avoiding those taxes over a longer amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to, you can tell the listening audience that we've got a big group of people here, lots of families, lots of kids. Everybody's having a great time. There's art going on. There's art instruction going on. There are refreshments going on here. Santa Fe Trust has very generously sort of donated this big event today, this remote broadcast on behalf of Children for Fine Arts and Teens, and we invite you to come on over here to 1516 Pacheco Street. Join us in all this fun, and bring the kids. You'll have a lot of fun. There are a couple of kids looking over here. I bet they want to be on mic in a minute. Tell you what, Gina, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our show, talk about this fine institution, and let Kathy Roberts talk a little bit more about Santa Fe.
KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from Fine Arts for Children and Teens, located at 1516 Pacheco Street. This fine organization is doing a big event today. Lots of kids are here, art classes going on, refreshments, and we want to thank Santa Fe Trust, and specifically Kathy Roberts and her colleagues for underwriting this fabulous remote broadcast. Anyway, before we get back into that, I want to tell you that we normally have a open house of the week segment brought to us by our good friends, specialists at Wynn Home Inspections. But today we're sort of doing an open house in a different kind of format, and we're celebrating our two-year anniversary of All Things Real Estate. Anyway, guys, I want to close out the show here. I have Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Julia Bergen's come back, who is the executive director for Fine Arts for Children and Teens. Let's start with you, Julia. Why don't you frame again for the listeners why they should show up today, first of all, and then maybe the three bullet points about what this fine organization has to offer to the community.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you so much. And thank you, Kathy Roberts and Santa Fe Trust, for sponsoring this really fun and festive afternoon here at Fox Art Barn Community Studio. And first, I just want to encourage those of you who are listening to come on down to 1516 Pacheco Street. We have some really fun art making lessons, lots of yummy snacks and food, and a really great group of people are already here with us having a lot of fun and learning more about our programs. And tomorrow we kick off our summer art camp program, which runs through the months of June and July, and lots of really innovative, fun, engaging art making here at the Art Barn. So give us a call at 992-2787. And, you know, FACT, when it was founded by two really exceptional art educators, Juliette Myers and Roseanne Cadis. And they both were artists themselves and had been really powerfully impacted as young people by their access to the arts. And they wanted to provide the kind of setting and experiences for kids that they had when they were young. And they really believed that the arts can save lives. And it's something that we have held on to as an organization over these last 20 years. We really, really believe that the arts can be transformative for children and can support their self-confidence and help them improve their social and language skills and expand their awareness of culture and community, encourage their dreams and ideas to be more fully developed through their art making and creative expression, and overall just really provide joyful learning experiences for children. And for a lot of kids, school is hard and not always engaging, but through the arts, they discover that learning can really be fun, and through that they can also learn a lot in other subjects.
Yeah, and besides all that good stuff, and it was, it can be fun.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm looking out this door here. You have your art barn open, and you've got a nice tent set up out there. You've got your instructors teaching art. I mean, these kids are having a ball, and I don't know what you're going to do with the product that they're actually doing, you know, the kids are making today. What do you do with the artwork that kids create? Do they take it home with them, or do you display it here, or what?
Well, typically, if a child is in a class, we hold on to their artwork. They have each have their own portfolios, and we actually do a portfolio review where we sit down with each student artist and talk to them about each work of art that they created over the span of the class to find out from them what they felt they learned, why they made some of the creative choices that they made. It's a really important reflective process, which we think really enhances a learner's both critical thinking skills as well as their problem-solving skills, being confronted with an art problem, so to speak, and what choices am I making with my abstract landscape or my self-portrait. It becomes a very interesting piece of the overall process. The other element that's a core part of our methodology at the end of any session is exhibition. We have community exhibits all over Santa Fe, as well as in all of the schools that we work with, both here and up in Rio Arriba, and community exhibits. And that's a way for a young artist to share his or her artwork, connect to the larger community, as well as really engage the larger community in how powerful and significant the visual arts and arts learning can be for young people.
And get a lot of positive reinforcement, too.
Absolutely. I've had experiences where children as young as five have been at an art opening and adults have been asking questions about their work, and that five-year-old has been able to articulate in front of a group of adults just why he made his artistic choices. It gives me, you know, so much joy to see that. They're, as I said, building confidence and discovering their own capacity as thinkers and creators.
Now, just to summarize again, you are actually helping over 4,000 students here in northern New Mexico. And just to frame it, they come from every walk of life here in the northern New Mexico area, don't they?
That's right, Ray. It's a very diverse socioeconomic grouping, but for the most part, we serve high poverty populations and mostly schools that are Title I schools, which have close to 100% poverty population. And the reason for that is because those schools and those children don't have access to the arts, and we raise money to provide our programming. Our programs are free to the schools that we serve. The programs here at the Art Barn are tuition-based, but more than 50% of the participants are on scholarship. We will never refuse a child because of their financial circumstance. We believe that every child has the right and deserves to have access to the art.
And one comment on my part is I'm listening to this, and it seems to me that in these tough budgetary times when municipalities, school districts, everyone that's associated quasi or in government, you're being stretched to the limit, and a lot of programs are being eliminated, I have to believe that fine arts for children and teens plays an even more important role in our current economic situation than perhaps you even did just a short 2 years ago.
Well, I think that that's a really important point. Funding is difficult, challenging for all of us, whether we're in this sector or any other sector, and families are really struggling with how can they provide their children with all of the learning experiences that they want them to have. And so we strive to really be flexible and accommodate every family and their unique needs.
Kathy Roberts is CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Again, your organization is sponsoring this fantastic remote broadcast today, and you've got so many of your senior people here today playing a role in this organization. You're fully committed to the mission of fine arts for children and teens. You personally, though, I haven't asked you, what's rewarding about your association? Take off your CEO hat for a second. Personally, what's rewarding to you to be associated with this group?
You know, when it has something to do with children, you know, I have a soft spot there.
Right.
I have a 9-year-old and I'm 100. But I especially like to see the creativity that they're allowed to have. And so when you look at something like art, you know, Steve Bone, that just got off the radio a few minutes, he's an artist, too.
Yes, he told me that.
He has an art studio, and he does very fine work.
Right.
And today is an example where the creativity is just flowing everywhere. As a I heard Indy say she was from Seattle. I'm from Tacoma, where Dale Chihuly grew up. He wasn't a rich kid, but we had art as four kids. And he learned, he's one of five artists who's had a show at the Louvre. So you can move through life with a lot of things that are concrete and a lot of things that are creative and combine those two to be a better human being. That's what I think.
Well, I don't think anyone could summarize it any better than that. Julie, I want to give you the last 30 seconds of the show before we have to go out to a break to sort of tell the listeners why, in fact, they ought to support this fine organization.
Thanks, Ray. And I want to just again say thank you to Kathy Roberts and her terrific staff and team at Santa Fe Trust. It really takes a community. We believe so strongly in supporting and creating a healthy community and providing really viable, rigorous, quality arts education is one way to ensure that our children are growing up in a healthy, happy community. And a community consists of a lot of different people, businesses and individuals. And Ray Post and Kathy Roberts, you're exemplary community members, and thank you for supporting Fine Arts for Children and Teens. And listeners, come on down and have an ice cream cone and make some art.
There you go. Well spoken, true, like a true professional. I want to thank you, Kathy Roberts, as
thank
always
you.
For being on the show today, being my co-host, the CEO
thank
of Santa
you
Fe
very
Trust.
Much. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
We had our president out there in charge of parking, Jeff Mapson, and we had Ann Christensen, one of the trust officers, dipping ice cream, so that was fun to
watch,
well,
too. You guys are multitasking for sure. I want to thank Julia Bergen, the Executive Director of Fine Arts for Children and Teens, for hosting our two-year anniversary broadcast today. And I invite you to stop by 1516 Pacheco Street. Join us in celebrating the good works of Fine Arts for Children and Teens. Gino Thompson, my producer, Braden, my technician, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving our loyal listeners a terrific show today. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and please join me next Sunday for a very special remote broadcast from 930 Cerro de la Paz, right off of High Park Road. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune.